Are you ready for a wild ride? Fasten your seatbelts. We're about to make an interplanetary journey through space. We bring you now, Trans-Mars Tango.
So, I been a girl less than 48 hours, and I'm already worried that my boobs are too big. 2 Mars days ago, I would have said there was no such thing. Oh, the name's Alfonso Fernando de Maria, private investigator. Currently, I'm in a metallic glass lift watching the Mars City Dome disappear beneath me as I shoot up the Valles Marineris toward a spin-off dome on the canyon's edge. Regarding the boobs, I'm wondering if I could have overdone it. The goal was to blend into the crowd, but at present I'm drawing winks and stares from my fellow passengers. Not the best situation when you're working undercover.
Welcome to La Vista Marte.
Right this way, gorgeous. There's a table with your name on it overlooking the valves.
Many thanks, kind sir.
Gorgeous is me. My current contract came with a generous advance that allowed me to splurge on a top-of-the-line body swap. From middle-aged Mediterranean male to statuesque ebony Amazon in just about an hour. Soaping up in the shower suddenly has real entertainment value.
You cannot be here all alone.
A friend will be joining me.
Oh. The waiter leans over, nearly taking a nosedive into the newly acquired breasts that spill, oh so fetchingly, from the décolletage of my little silver dress.
Could I get you a drink while you wait?
Der Schnev. Neat.
Back in a flash.
That was Web Planet Redux, Thorsten Shaw on the Kendam. I'm Kian Margoris, and we're Two Moon Sky. On behalf of the Helios Corporation,
Helios!
We'd like to welcome you to La Vista Marte, the fourth planet's only nightclub, this side of the Condor Chasma. We'd like to get you up to the dance floor with a little number called Yestersong.
As far as the details of my contract go, an anonymous buyer is looking for data on a recently discovered crystal sphere, possibly of extra-Martian origins, currently in the possession of one Adora Limbo, a scientific researcher employed by the Helios Corporation.
Third table, view side.
A little research on the researcher turned up some hanky-panky with a colleague. Seems the very married researcher's romantic interest has become a potential problem. Getting grabby, dogging her around the lab, sending indiscreet vid mails. I fired off an encrypted message with a clip from Loverboy's vids and a request to meet her in private.
Excuse me. I think you dropped this.
A news tablet lands on the table in front of me. And Adora Limbo, dressed in red silk, slides her lovely rear into the seat across from mine, then stows a purse the size of a bowling ball under the table. If I still had a schlong, it would be standing at attention.
This for me.
Headline news. Dome security in running battle with MLO. Rebels in full retreat.
I'm not all that interested in the Martian Liberation Organization.
The research data on the sphere is encoded in the accompanying photo. If things go bad, pinch the tablet's wipe corner and the evidence is gone.
I'd rather pinch Ms. Limbo, but I need the scratch worse than the bounce.
So, what have you left out of this?
Just the things I don't know yet.
With my luck, that's where the money is.
Bank on it. But it's my luck we need to talk about.
Ah, that would be your husband, Lucky Limbo.
Sort of. It's complicated.
Always. So talk.
Waiter, two more Dezhnevs. Okay. It all started after the Helios Authority outlawed private digs on choice extra-Martian archaeological sites.
Only crews authorized by the Helios Corporation will have access to historical sites. Violators will be prosecuted.
And by prosecuted, they mean hunted down and shot.
Some might take it that way. In any case, Helios understands there are major bucks to be had from some of these finds, and they don't want the riffraff cutting in on their payday.
Go on.
So, Lucky gets wind of a crew of free ranger outlaws, misfits, scoundrels, and sociopaths all, who are set on poaching a Helios reserve, where only authorized digs are allowed. The crew's alpha, a knuckle-dragger named Hanch, hires Lucky on as navigator, replacing some idiot who'd got himself waxed.
What kind of name is Lucky anyhow? Name invites trouble. First day out, we get a mutterjacking storm.
Every Martian dust storm has a silver lining, Hanch. Maybe we can't find the site, but Helios sure can't find
then
us.
Then we may as well sit with our boots up, back in the dome, you green-ass noob.
Detecting an underground cavity beneath a cliff face 2 kilometers ahead, 1 o'clock.
Found it! See? Up there, there's a gash in the cliff face.
I don't see squat, but who gives a jack? I can make a hole anywhere.
Hey, McGee, how'd you get the name Thumb Free?
What are you, blind? Check out the state-of-the-art opposables.
Our demolitions geek blew his freaking thumb off.
Watch it, Specs.
Twice.
Last thing I need is crap from a bone sifter.
You boneheads wouldn't know a valuable extra-Martian artifact from a rover's hatch cap. Not unless I told you.
Can the chat and zip into surface suits.
Got it.
Get the pickaxe, Specs, and I'll take the high-speed impact drill. Grab your bag of boom, McGee. This one's a smash and snatch job.
Let me take a look at it before he blows it, Hanch.
Not this time, Specs. If the storm lets up, the corpo surveillance net will spot us in sacks.
Ah! Who's your daddy?
Toad, Cahill, stay with the rover and keep a lookout for corpos.
Hey, kid, toss me the bag.
Toss them?
Don't be stupid.
Got it, noob.
Hit the sand, boys and girls.
Hey, kid, don't forget the deep scanning resonance imager.
Point the way, noob.
The chamber is directly below us. The entrance is right there, underneath that boulder.
Ha! You mean soon to be ex-boulder.
Heads up! Ooh.
Yowza!
All clear!
After you!
Specs first, then the kid.
Some light here.
Wow, some sort of really big room.
Antechamber. Looks to have been hewn from solid rock. The carvings on the walls are definitely of extra Martian origin.
Keep moving.
Let me
get some shots first. Could be worth more than anything else we find.
Let's go. Nothing but trash here. Lucky, stop gawking at that ugly junk. Find us some more of these rooms.
See, while Specs is taking pictures, Lucky's found these really weird sculptures made of interwoven filaments wired to joint-like widgets of rough cast metal. The supporting structs look almost like bone, with vine-like interconnecting guy wires and large sail-like membranes that resemble skin.
Interesting, but I'm guessing no money.
And that's Hunch's guess. Hunch wants to press ahead, so press ahead they do. Lucky and his imager leading the way through a series of these chambers till they come to a really big sucker with wall decorations that look like technical specs. Only the lines are exaggerated in a way that says this is a religious site. In the center of the chamber, up on a rock dais, sits a blue crystal sphere.
This is a pivotal discovery.
What the hell is it?
Did I say pivotal? I mean fan-freaking-tastic.
Whoa, heavy.
It's spinning light.
Hey, major score, baby.
Careful with that. It's not a football.
Chill, babe. I'm putting in my pad. See? Safe as a bug in a rug. We got what we came for. Let's hit it.
Listen, Hunch. I know you want to sell it, but...
Yeah, I do. This thing's gonna make us all rich.
But it'll be hard to fence on the black market. Only top-rung research labs and illicit collectors have any use for it. Let me take a look at it first.
It's already sold.
So that means the MLO and a resistance-run lab, right?
MLO?
Jeez, what's the big deal? We sold them stuff before.
If the Rebs think alien tech can aid them in the struggle for Martian liberation, who am I to argue?
But we could hold on to
it. Move it out now!
Who's calling?
Mars Bars? Hunch.
Honcho! Tell me you got what I need, and I'll give you a big wet kiss.
Time to dance, Mars Bars. Join us at the party.
Yee-haw!
Before you get too excited, I want to talk price.
So the team backtracks its way through the various passageways, ending up back in that first large chamber. And all the while through the suit mics, Lucky's listening to Hunch barter with the MLO leader. So it barely registers that the chamber now holds not one of the weird sculptures he'd seen on the way in. He heads for the gash to the surface, and once up top, Lucky ducks into the storm and shoulders his way against the wind toward the nearest rover. But as its bulk appears before him out of the dust, he sees that something's wrong. The rover's silhouette is misshapen, asymmetrical, and it seems to be...
shivering.
It's brighter outside.
Storm's abating.
Better hurry, for one, scan those Helio satellites. Gotta get the rovers undercover.
Wait, guys, up ahead, the sculptures.
Junk bots! Oh, gods!
They're swarming over the rover, like insects on a carcass. They're stripping away its components and cannibalizing parts at incredible speed.
What the jet? I'm gonna take a look.
Hunch, no!
What the hell is...
Before the guy can finish his thought, steel cable shoots from the jungler's guts, grabs Hunch's arms to his sides. Bone saws on spider leg appendages split the helmet of Hunch's suit, and claws made of grappling hooks pry the two pieces apart. A human hand torn from one of the lookouts and wired to a jointed metal armature from a rover's lift winch grabs Hunch by the head and twists. Lucky has no time to process. The other junk bots are on the move, weaving scavenged bone and meat and sinew into their own structures as they close in on the rest of the team. They're fast. They get McGee and Specs. The things were pure motion, working like manic ants, picking through the innards of rover and humans alike, inspecting and sorting the bits, tossing some aside, fitting others into their constantly shifting forms, tearing pieces off the free rangers and wearing them like a Sunday hat. Seeing who's next, Lucky dives for the hulk of the rover and burrows under the carriage, digging into the Martian sand.
This better Jackie qualify for hazard pay.
This might be a good time to tell you that Lucky isn't exactly a free ranger. He's a covert op for Helios Security, following extra Martian contraband through the black market food chain.
Large credits, if he survives to collect.
Yeah. So, Lucky reaches behind his ear to activate the Helios communicator embedded in his jawbone.
Hold a sec. Waiter?
That was Mars Needs Women. Though there seem to be lots of lovely ladies on the roof in La Vista tonight.
Don't look now, but I think he's talking about you two.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
Two more beige nerves, please.
Lucky's under the stripped rover. He contacts Helios, reports hostile alien contact, and requests immediate evac on his coordinates. But the rover's shuddering, and the wreck covering Lucky starts to rise into the air. Lucky screams bloody murder, lunges from the hole, and tries to scramble away, but something grabs his ankle, whips him around on his back, and he looks up at the looming junker straight into Hanch's empty eyes.
Jesus!
No kidding! Hanch's former head's been wired to a junk bot with 10 treads for feet. And for hands, 50 different wrenches waving from just as many arms. Oh. This is when help arrives, in the form of an ETR named Harrigan, driving a Helios tank.
Junkers, up ahead.
There's our op, Harrigan.
Yeah, Bot got his arm.
Hope the kid's left-handed.
No funny, Hump. Check it. Can't fire on the junks without killing the op.
Look at that wacky wheel Bot doing donuts in the sand. Oh. Thing looks happy.
Not for long. What do you see out the back, Doc?
I see.
The thing's reassembling itself.
Oh.
Upper bits climbing lower, reattaching, pulling the hole upright. Wheels reinflating.
Jack.
The kid's alive, Harrigan.
The bots are headed for us. All of them.
That was the idea. All right, everybody out. Bosco, Hup, cover Doc and Peter while they get the kid. Crunch and Hopper on Nano. Go!
So the nano guys start the power-up sequence on their weapons as Doc and Dealer jump from the tank and head for Lucky, Hump and Bosco running behind them, spraying fire into the advancing junks. But when the missiles hit, or more accurately, don't, the mother jacking things just flutter, their joints and organs shifting to allow the team's missiles to pass right through. Pass the flashing indicator on his useless nanogun. Crank sees something truly sick leap over the rover's carcass to bounce on steel springs across the desert between the rover and the team. The springs don't make it sick. The wheels do. It's covered in them. And they're human.
What the hell is that?
We'll get a bead on it.
The thing divides itself around the passing missile and closes behind it like a slamming door. Then it springs at Hump and swallows her. Two new ears appear on one of the thing's ribs. It spins, avoids a second missile, and heads for Bosco, leaving a trail of Hump's shredded flesh in its wake.
Guns won't fire!
Gas!
More tears!
Gas.
It's okay!
Go,
it's okay, kid! We're here to help. Get his feet.
No, be careful.
With his left hand, his only hand, Lucky's reaching for a rucksack half buried under rubble and sand.
Need that.
Well, what are you talking about? This? The pack?
So Doc grabs the pack, tosses it onto Lucky, then he and Dealer run for the tank, Lucky swinging between them like a hammock holding a fat dog. Three demented junk bots high on their tails.
Run faster!
Power up, you worthless mother-jacking nano piece of crap!
Finally, Cranch's gun lights up like Christmas. He throws himself between the rescuers and the things. Hopper follows, both lifting their weapons to fire at the junks. Two invisible streams of microscopic nanobots arc into the air, combining to form a cloud around the advancing junks. The junks lurch forward, beginning to fall apart and dissolve. Wheels spin away from axles that no longer exist. Hip sockets lose legs, ribs clatter to the ground and turn to a fine powder that vanishes into the sand.
Let's book it! Oh. Get in! Get in!
He'll make it.
Oh, gods, thanks.
And he'll be feeling no pain.
Hump and Bosco bought it.
Yeah, we saw.
Might want to put the pedal to the metal. Reb's on the way.
Reb's too? Shut it. Hang on!
This might be a good time to mention that Lucky isn't exactly the purest op working for Helios Security.
You don't say.
He likes to take a little something for himself once in a while. So he doesn't mention the contents of the pack right away.
Only sensible.
Drinks for the ladies from Keon Margolis.
The band leader?
One of the perks. Smile and wave.
Oh, hi! So, Lucky's badly wounded, stoned off his gourd, in the back of a Helios tank headed back to the dome for debrief. And he's clutching that blood-spattered rucksack with his one good arm. That's when...
Hannigan! Reb's headed straight for us! MLO dog pack flying to Mars and bars!
Chuck me raw!
What do I see here, fellow patriots? A genuine Helios tank, and it's probably got a rock.
We've got nothing of yours, Reb.
Freedom fighter to you, Corpo.
Close to 30 Rebs on solo uprights. They're everywhere.
And let's outrun them.
Uprights, circle left, cut them off.
Damn Reb buggies, they're too light. Fast! Just blowing holes in the dirt.
I bet missiles won't do jack. Bunch of little stingy bees.
Enough stings, even a mammoth goes down.
See that? Red confetti.
One down, hope it doesn't go.
Too many missiles are getting through the shields. Air's heating up in here.
Tell me something I don't know. Helios, request orbital support. Oh, go! Oh. And get on!
Good after bright, kiddies. I'm afraid we ain't got a lot of time. So if y'all just line up in front of my gun...
not Helios.
Wait. I'm a medic, and this kid's one of the free rangers you were set to meet. He needs attention.
Scumbag!
More comments from the peanut gallery? Help the doc move the kid. Where's the crystal kid?
Chuck Boss took it. Guarding the caves. Killed Hansch.
Torch the tank.
Lucky just had one of those faces. So the Reb leader, he buys the lie. Tosses a flare on the ground next to Lucky in the dock.
You trigger that thing before we're past where we're seeing. We'll come back and waste you both. There's nothing here. Let's move out. Back to the caves. Gotta find that sphere.
What's your name, kid?
Lucky.
Okay, don't worry, Lucky. They'll grow you a new arm back at the dome.
Thanks for saving my pack. It was a gift from my wife. My beautiful wife.
This might be a good time to tell you that Lucky makes his own luck. It's his number one talent.
I'm starting to get the picture.
But there are some things that just can't be controlled. Like a cheating-ass wife.
That would be you.
Wait for it, please. As promised, Lucky gets the new arm. Wakes up in the dome's vats a week later, better than new. But the rucksack's gone.
Jack me.
Still, he's looking forward to seeing his wife. It's been a while, so he goes home.
Honey?
But she doesn't hear him. So he goes to look for her, and he finds her in her lab. But that's not all he finds. She's got the crystal sphere. His crystal sphere. She's running her hands over its surface, and it's pulsing with visible energy, causing the light soft hair on her arms to rise. How did she win the job researching the sphere? Her clearance wasn't that high.
Enter! Key file 7!
Lucky watches as the crystal opens to her. Mandalas of light spill from its core and pour into the air above, creating the image of a multi-dimensional portal.
Enter! Keyfoil 7!
Glowing symbols surround the portal. Adora recognizes them.
Homecoming!
Then the jacking phone rings, and the face of some butt-ugly bureaucrat pops up on the vid.
Hey, gorgeous. We still on for tonight?
I'm a little busy, sweetie. Can we postpone?
Don't think so, unless you're tired of working with the sphere.
I guess I have time for a quickie.
That's all I'm asking for. Later.
The things I do for science.
So the whole time he's been playing chess with death, cheating-ass wife's been doing the nasty with Mr. Butt Ugly, and because of this, now has the sphere that Lucky's just risked life and given limb for.
Honey, I'm home.
Darling, I didn't expect...
That much is clear.
Lucky, baby, let me explain.
No need.
Sorry, darling. I'm afraid I have a gun.
I've got a cybertronic arm with a gun in it.
Oh.
So he shot her.
Shot you?
Again. It's complicated.
And now, for the two lovely ladies at the viewside table, we're going to do a new arrangement of Transmars Tango.
I think about what complicated means as I sip my drug of choice while scanning faces in the crowded club and running them by the personnel files stored in my engrammatic implant.
No match.
With cosmetic body morphing now commonplace, facial recognition is a crapshoot. I switch to metabolic analysis, scan three subjects who just sat down at a table nearby, and get hits on all three.
Former security personnel charged in a coup attempt critical to the birth of the insurgency. Brief, brutal, and bloody, the coup was aborted. Its plotters escaping into the wastes, arrested, tried, or jailed.
Aha! Though they claim to be patriots fighting for a Helios-free Mars, these MLO thugs are notorious traitors responsible for numerous acts of terrorism. But that's not all that's bothering me.
Listen, Miss Limbo. I never gave you my description. How did you...
Before I can finish the thought, two Helios goons step up behind Science Babe. A third fills a spot by the exit.
Miss Limbo, please allow my friend and me to escort you and your companion for a short walk.
Oh, why, thank you, kind sir. My friend and I would love to spend time with two handsome gentlemen.
The hand in my purse closes on my stun rod just as the waiter arrives with the check.
Is there a problem here, ladies?
Oops, I dropped my keys.
Oh, allow me.
Galahad goes for the keys. Science Babe grabs her bowling bag purse and swings it at the goon, who falls over the waiter, going down like a felled ox. Gripping Goon 2's arm with her left hand, she shoots the heel of her right into his temple. His eyes go opalescent as he ragdolls to the floor. Now, the goon by the door is charging. The three rep thugs head our way too.
It's getting crowded. Run!
I jam the stun rod into door goon's ribs. But the goon and two thugs are now back in action, running to cut off Miss Limbo's escape.
I'll take that back.
I don't think so, Corporal.
Oh! Give me the bag, bitch.
Band leader! Conga!
You heard the pretty lady. Conga! Conga!
The floor explodes with conga dancing colonists who form a writhing wall between Limbo and the Mars-lipped thug. I grab the bag and run. Science Babe, hot on my very high heels.
Head for the lift.
They'll be waiting for us at the bottom.
Can't stay here.
We're almost at the lift when a fourth heel thug steps in to block our getaway. I swing the bag at the thug's head. The bag tears. The sphere spinning out of it, hurtling forward towards the lift door just as it opens. Shots ring. The glass shatters. The air in the club's dome rushing for the hole. We dive for the sphere, Science Babe and me, right through the jagged glass hole in the breached lift, our hands reaching out for it as we begin our fall through the thin Martian atmosphere. Ah! We touch the sphere. And just before we die, the crystal opens.
As much as the fall to the floor of the Valles Marineris.
Untrue. We were frozen. Our lungs collapsed, or our blood boiled way before we hit the bottom of that baby.
Got any idea where we are?
Some sort of alternate universe kind of, location.
Wherever we are, it's a little too blue.
I agree. Could use a complimentary room. Just a pop of accent color.
Ah.
A little peach over by those rock formations. But maybe that's the girl on me talking. I was colorblind before the swap.
So, you are...
Former Helio security agent Lucretius Limbo. You can call me Lucky. I could have had you arrested for blackmail as well as for trafficking in extra-Martian tech. However, since the demise of my beloved spouse has forced me to go freelance... I feel we might discuss disposal of this valuable extra-Martian artifact to our mutual benefit. As soon as we figure out how to get back to Mars.
If you got perfect pitch, you could try humming a few bars of Open Sesame to this paperweight.
Sorry. It'll have to be trial and error. And don't hold me responsible if we end up someplace weirder than this.
Science, babe. Extends his cybertronic hand. I eyeball it first, then take the hand. Waiting for the zap? That doesn't come.
Nice to work with you, Lucky. Call me Al. Does that look like a city to you?
A city or... another blue rock formation.
I could really use a change of footwear. These heels are killing me.
Unlikely whatever lives there wears size 9s. But hey, what the heck?
I lug the sphere under one arm as we walk together. A couple of guys in state-of-the-art female skins. Past a lot of weird blue stuff toward more... weird blue stuff.
Nice caboose, by the way. Who did your body work?
Ed, down at Classy Chassis.
Ah.
He's known for his derrieres.
Beautiful swing to it. Very tasty.
Oh, thank you. Left me a little short up top, though.
Ah.
Those headlights you're sporting are spectacular.
You don't think they're a little too much?
Oh, I wouldn't mind rocking on that front porch. You hungry? I'm hungry.
Let's see if we can scare up something blue for breakfast.
The play Transmars Tango is written by Elaine Lee and based on a story she wrote with David Nolte for the Ares Project. It was directed by Brian Price, assistant director Evan Waters. The cast featured Phil Proctor, Robin Miles, Sandy Scherr, Evan Waters, Marty Martin, Rich Fish, Ellen Stewart, Tom Weens, Jackie Castile, Jack Davis, and Bill Chessman.
You have been listening to the National Audio Theater Festival's presentation of An Evening of Audio Theater, broadcast live from the Civic Auditorium on the campus of Missouri State University, West Plains, in West Plains, Missouri. Tonight's presentation was produced by Ellen Stewart and David Downing. David Shin serves as technical director, Kirby Mitchell, technical staff, Mike Kanopka, technical staff of Metro Mobile, Ben Taylor, music mixer, Mark Wiener, sound effects pre-production, Eric Summers, documentary audio producer, Kyle Harris, master mix, Jordan Ford, stage manager. The musical director is Dwight Frizzell, along with musicians Pat Conway and Julia Throw. Tony Brewer is our live sound effects director, Renee Pringle, our sound effects mixer, Kevin Donnelly, sampler artist, Samuel Lee Griffin, house sound, Tom Curley, the show caller. This week's workshop and tonight's production were made possible with the generous support of our sponsors, both in West Plains and around the country. They are Missouri State University, West Plains Civic Center, A La Carte Restaurant, Regency Inn and Suites, ZBS, Crazy Dog Audio Theater, Glyph Technology, Nagra, Comrex, West Plains Music, Sioux Media Productions, KKDY FM and Ryan Bender, The Yellow House Community Arts, Ramey's Grocery, Dake Storage, Great Rivers Distributing Company, West Plains Rental, West Plains Public Library, and Mary Oakley, Deborah DeWitt, Meredith Sisko, and Terry Moore.
The National Audio Theater Festivals would also like to thank their board of directors and officers, which include President Sue Zizza, Vice President Lance Roger Axt, Secretary Susan Lorraine, and Treasurer Ellen Stewart. They would also like to thank the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency, for their continued support.
For further information on the National Audio Theater Festivals, or more information on audio theater, we invite you to go to www.natf.org.